Let us pray. Dear Lord, thanks is always in order when it comes to you and all that you are doing and have done. And it is our privilege now to offer a word of thanks for every single thing, oh God, those things that we are aware of and the many things that we are unaware of that you do for us moment by moment, minute by minute. Oh God, even from day to day, from week to week, you are good to us. And you keep life at a level of normalcy wherein we can function. And we praise you for it, oh God. This world is far away from the purity that it once had when you created it. It has become, oh God, a living hell for us to live through and to make it through. And we are at fault as the human race, as custodians of the planet. Our disobedience is what has us in this condition. But God, your grace and mercy are still prevailing on our behalf, and we just thank you for it. Lord, in this crazy, messy, idiotic, fallen world, I don't know what my brother or my sister is going through. The human condition informs me that it could be any range of things. And so, Lord, I pray for this person that I am privileged now to talk to you about. And I just pray that whatever time of day this prayer catches up to them, that they would know your peace and your providence and protection, Father. And I just pray that you would bless them and help them to know that you are the answer for whatever they need. And I pray, oh God, that they would know that that's not a cliche, but that is the truth, that in you they can find whatever it is that they need. And I just pray with them now and for them that you would bless their lives, oh God, that you'd give them hope, that you'd give them assurance, that you would give them the perseverance and the determination to push through whatever problems and pains that they are experiencing now on into the future, Father, where you already are. Help them to know that you've gone before them and made the pathway smooth, but yet you have allowed certain things to remain to keep us understanding how much we need you and to form us to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Dear Master, I just now in accordance with your word, on the foundation of your word, I come against anything that is wrong, anything that is evil, anything, oh God, that is sinister and satanic. Lord, we stand on the authority of your word and the power of your name, rebuking Satan and all of the demonic, devilish forces. We rebuke them all now, not in our name, not in some spooky, charismatic way, but in the strength and the authority of your word and the power of your name. We rebuke in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, that you give this person peace. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give them health in their bodies. And you have given us dominion, O God. And in that dominion, Father, are our own affairs, or the things that comprise our lives, O God, which includes our bodies. And so I speak now to every system in this person's body to function correctly, that sickness would not subvert or derail or curtail this person's quality of life. We command every system in this person's body to function, O God, as you have designed it. And we rebuke any sickness, known and unknown, from taking residence or being invasive into this person's life. O God, give them health. Give them health, O God. Heal them even as we're praying unto you. Give them health, O God. We pray, Father, that you would bless not only them, but their families and their futures, O God, and all that entails. I pray, Heavenly Father, for this person now, that you would bless them, O God, bless their homes. Bless, O God, their minds and their mental state. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask it. Amen. I pray that you will move about the remainder of this day in the peace of God and in faith. Use the faith that you have to change the facts, because our Father, God, Jehovah, Elohim, has all power in his hands, and he loves you. And I pray that you've come to know him in the free pardon of sin. If you haven't, all you need to do is acknowledge that you need him. Believe that he is the only begotten Son of God, the Father, and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you can believe that and then confess it, actually verbalize it, then the Bible says you shall be saved. And I would love to know that this is the choice that you've made on this day at this moment. Please seize the opportunity. Please seize the opportunity and accept the Lord before it's everlasting too late. And before we allow for this meditative moment to fade into oblivion and inactive use, would you be so kind to think of someone else who may need it, who may benefit from it, and then take a moment and send it to two or three of them, whoever crosses your mind. You never know, you may make their day and you may make their eternity. This is Pastor C. Remont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, I love you. Take care and bye-bye.